Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Off and Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Eric Flack is the chief investigative reporter for WUSA 9 and has been on top of the RFK Stadium story as long as the RFK Stadium story has been a story, which, as we've covered, is like a decade plus, but obviously it has picked up steam lately because we have a deal between the Commanders and the mayor's office. But Eric Flack, city council, oh boy. On a scale of 1 to 10, let's start here. Just how hairy is this thing getting here?
A good question. 6, 5.5.
Okay.
5 moving its way up the scale. And I think that people need to always keep in mind that this isn't about, in my opinion, DC Council not approving this stadium. I don't think we're even there. I think there are some counts out there questioning where various council members stand and if they have enough votes. It is my belief that there are plenty of votes to ultimately pass this stadium, because I think enough council members, even the ones who have concerns, know that public opinion is for it and the city needs the business right now. I think the question is, like, whether the timeline is really going to match what the Commanders are looking to do, which is, you know, approve it yesterday. And whether that ultimately has, you know, long-term impacts on the financial get back for the city with what the city, you know, the stadium can be used for, specifically the Commanders continue to, you know, give the example of not being able to bid on the 2030, which would be a host site for the 2031 Women's World Cup, which is going to be in North America. So, you know, but I will say this about the scale. The scale is going up by the day, because the Commanders and the mayor are ramping up their voicing their frustration about DC Council, in their mind, taking their time. And DC Council, certain members of DC Council, are getting frustrated, feeling like they were painted into a corner by the mayor with this deal to begin with, and at a time of the city's first budget deficit in decades and in the middle of trying to figure out their own budget, being kind of like arm wrestled into approving this ASAP or being pressured into feeling like they have to approve this ASAP. And that doesn't work with politicians in general, all of whom are kind of control freaks and kind of wanted things the way they want it. So, you know, I think tensions are escalating, and that's not a good thing for the stadium.
So let's take a step back even further, Eric. And for those that haven't heard the latest news that you've been reporting on, that Phil Mendelson, who's the DC City Council chairperson, he had said previously, like, this is all part of the budget as it was proposed by the mayor. We're going to vote on it. We're going to do the best we can to try to do it on time. We might need a little bit of an extension, et cetera, et cetera. But he had said that we're not going to, at least from what I had read, and I think direct quotes from him, I am not going to pull this out separately, which is something some of the actual council members wanted. They're like, hey, this is a $1 billion project. Like, we should be looking at this separately outside of the budget omnibus style, if you will. Now, Mendelsohn is saying that that is a possibility, or is that definitely going to happen? Where are we at with kind of the mechanics here?
It has happened. They pulled it out of the budget. Yeah.
Okay, so they pulled it out of the budget, which means what? Here's where you go again.
It means that they're going to hammer out the budget. They're going to focus over the next couple weeks and into July on the budget itself, and which is our public safety, which is transportation, which is, you know, all the other things, you know, our environmental programs, all the other things that the city has to, you know, budget for to run its operations, city services, garbage collection, all that sort of stuff. And they're doing it in a time when the federal government has asked them to cut a ton of money or to limit their spending, which has complicated the process even more. So they say this is a budget unlike one they've ever really had to wrestle with in some time. Once they lock the budget up, they can then move on to, you know, some sort of, you know, individual legislation that addresses the stadium itself individually. It will just be a stadium bill. And, you know, the mechanisms for the stadium are things like, you know, taking out bonds to help pay for it, you know, creating authorities to do the parking, you know, making a resolution to build the youth sports complex, the housing piece of it. That's all its own separate one legislative bill, which is kind of what council members have been like complaining about in the first place, saying like this is a huge project. It's enough on its own rather than to jam it in with an entire other budget. And then they will address that after they have approved a budget, you know, for the next 2 years. They will then move on to the stadium issue, which will, I'm being told by council members, draw the debate out into August at least, and then potentially people are saying into September, and that's where the Commanders really start getting their panties in a wad, because that's the type of delays they really, really say are going to be, in their eyes, painful and harmful to this deal, this stadium getting done on time by 2030, which has always been the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cool.
Eric Flack, Chief Investigative Reporter, WSA 9, with us. So that Now that they pulled it out and we're looking at some kind of delay, you know, the city council is saying, like, this is still fine. We'll get what we need to done. The commander's saying what they're doing. And you go back to the old J-school mantra. I don't know if they taught this at North Carolina, Eric, but this is what we learned at Syracuse, that if one person says it's raining and if one person says it's not, your job is to go outside and find out. So have we been able to find out, like, how real is the risk here of the things that the commanders are threatening? That would be part one of the question. They also taught me not to ask two-part questions, but I'm going to break that rule. So how real are the threats here in terms of not having this thing done by 2030 when they want the 2031 Women's World Cup and other events being threatened because of that? Nevertheless, a year in the new stadium, one more year of having to play at the current version of FedEx Field turned Northwest Stadium. And then, so how real? And then part two, how much does city council care about that?
Those are good questions. Part one is, I think, TBD, because I think even council members question, is an extra month really going to maybe the difference at this point between them not making a timeline to make, you know, be able to bid on the Women's World Cup or open the year in the new stadium? You know, that I think, and I think at this point, council members are trying to figure out if the commanders are bluffing just because they want their stadium deal approved immediately, or if there's real danger there, because I think there are council members, even those who want to slow roll the consideration of the bill, who also understand that if we're spending this much money on a stadium, we need to get back what we can get back as soon as we can start getting it back. And that Women's World Cup host city bid is a real tangible thing that would bring real dollars in the actual, you know, not too distant future back to DC with this stadium. Like, you're starting to pay it off almost immediately. And so there is an understanding that, like, that really would be a missed opportunity if DC council extend this to a point where they would put that at risk. On the other hand, I'm not sure, because of the way this process goes, how much DC council trusts the commander's timeline and ultimatums about, like, you're going to cost us our shot at bidding on the, you know, Women's World Cup or being a host city. Part two of the question was,
how much do they actually care about it?
I think they care. I think they don't want to be painted into a corner by the mayor or the commanders. And, you know, one council member looked at me, he's like, I want to help them out, but I have constituents and they elected me to do a job. And the job is to, like, scrutinize enormous deals just like this one. That's literally why I'm here. And so I feel like they believe their ultimate job is to their constituents and not to rubber stamp something. And I think a lot of there's a growing sentiment as to the city needs a better deal, needs to get back more from the commanders than they're getting, than the mayor got them to agree to. I think at the same time, there is, you know, penny wise and pound foolish. And, you know, the idea of truly, you know, delaying this project to the point where you're losing, you know, the opportunity for it to bring big time dollars back almost immediately is something that is very real with at least some of the council members who are going to be involved in this. You know, I'm not a stadium at any cost person, but I certainly think we're going to end up approving this, and let's do it in such a way where we can at least start getting back money. So I think there's kind of a fine line when you're talking about how much do they care about the timeline.
Right, which I was listening, you know, Chris Russell was talking about this on his show, obviously, and Russell was like, I don't know, like, this stadium deal has to get done. And he was talking about it in the terms of, like, done or not done. And I think that's the wrong way, respectfully, to Chris, right, to talk about it. It's like, well, what's the details matter here in terms of what the deal actually is? That said, my final question to you, Eric, is if the Commanders don't get this on their timeline, do you think they keep working on the deal, or do they go back to Maryland and just go, all right, we know you guys will probably actually give us more money. You guys really wanted to keep us here. Westmore, like, let's knock something out here. And it in many ways would be cheaper for the Commanders. They already own the land, like all that stuff. And I know obviously they're getting a great deal on rent right now in the current deal, but that's one of the things I think the city council is going to look at. Again, details. But are we looking at this deal potentially falling apart and Maryland reentering the equation? Or is it just how much pain happens and what details get changed on the road to an eventual Commanders home games at RFK Stadium?
I don't think we're talking about this deal falling apart. I think that the toothpaste is out of the tube on both sides. I think DC Council has shown their hand and the mayor has shown their hand that they desperately want the stadium enough. There's enough, you know, the mayor desperately wants it. We know, I think there's enough support among DC Council that DC Council members realize they would go down in infamy if they fumbled, pun intended, this opportunity away. I think the Commanders have shown their hand with the press conferences and the PowerPoints that, like, they want to be back in DC. And that it would be hard for me to see them try to walk this back and be like, no, I'm just kidding, we're going to build in Maryland, after, like, you know, giving everybody, you know, they're raising everybody's hopes and dreams for the first time in, you know, however many decades that the team was coming back, that we're just going to go back to Maryland. So, I mean, they're kind of backed into a corner too. And ultimately, you know, the question is who's going to blink in this game of chicken if, you know, council members become one voice, meaning a majority, want certain things like, you know, certain monies back, you know, specifically from parking revenue is one that keeps coming up, which, you know, we're building the parking garages, but not getting any of the money. That's something that bothers council members. And the Commanders try to play hardball with that, you know, does it become a stalemate with some of those things? And that's the ultimate question is, do the Commanders blink? Because ultimately, they're the ones who care more about the timeline than DC Council as a whole.
That is a great point. Eric Flack, WUSA9. You can check his work out, of course, on WUSA9's website. And then you just watch him on television, Channel 9. That's the whole deal. Eric, appreciate your time as always, sir. Hope to see you soon, my friend, and thank you.
All right, man. See you.
Eric Flack, everybody. When we get back, a quick reaction to all of that, and then we get back to the Wizards and their drafting of Trey Johnson and Will Riley here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.